Professional copywriters for decades know that the three main challenges that they face in crafting kind of the traditional sales letters, and in our case, it's the cold emails. So I'm going to walk you through all these three challenges and see how they apply to cold emails. That's me. The voice you just heard, that's me. Hey everyone, it's Kwesi, Setyajinai here, and today we have a special episode for you. I had a call with one business owner recently, and she's been in business for 25 years. That's a quarter of a century. And she told me, if I had to do it all over again, I will not be a business owner. Deep down, she felt lost. She had started her business to gain freedom and profits and revenue and time to pursue what she really loves to do. But now it just seemed that she's created a big, massive prison where she's serving the death sentence by a few big, obnoxious clients. I felt her pain. I felt pain thinking about her. Can you imagine this? Imagine you never have to be a slave of the one big customer who jerks you around all the time. Imagine you never have to stress about where you're going to get your next six-figure client. Imagine you never have to become desperate about one sales opportunity or business call just because that's all the opportunity you have. Imagine getting consistent and predictable high-value leads every week and every month. Imagine the peace of mind you would have to focus on the things that you truly enjoy doing every single day. Her pain inspired me to never hold anything back. That's why today, I'm launching my new video course, Lead Generation Masterclass. If you want to regain the freedom and profits you dreamed of when you started your business, if you want to escape the prison of depending on a few big clients and attracting higher paying clients by the dozen, then this course is for you. In this course, I'm not holding anything back. I share every single fail-proof, piece-by-piece cold email technique that I've used to generate over seven figures in sales opportunities. You can review the details of the course at courses.catalyze.io. That's courses.catalyze.io. And when you enroll today, you will get 70% off using the code PODCAST. Or just click on the link in the show notes and you will get that discount as well. So in this episode of this podcast, I want to share a lesson from the course with you. I want to show you how to write cold emails that sell by thinking and writing like a professional copywriter. So now let's get started.
Welcome to the Art of Appointment Setting podcast, where we ask today's most successful experts and entrepreneurs to share the most powerful lead generation and appointment setting tactics they use to build their business and grow their revenue. Now your host from the city that never sleeps, New York, is Kwesi Setyajinai.
In this lesson, I want to help you develop your cold email scripts by thinking like a copywriter. By now, we've gone through the lessons on how you can research your clients, how you can research your dream clients or prospects, how you can find data, how you can actually set goals for your campaign. Now, once you have all of that set in place, the next most important thing is to actually craft your cold email script. Now, professional copywriters for decades know that the three main challenges that they face in crafting the kind of the traditional sales letters, and in our case, it's the cold emails. So I'm going to walk you through all these three challenges and see how they apply to cold emails. The first challenge that you're going to face is at first, the prospect is not going to read your cold email. Now, when they open the cold email, what they're going to do is they're going to skim through, they're going to scroll down, they're going to scan. Now, they skim through trying to find what's in for them? What is this about? What is this, you know, stranger trying to tell me? And they'll scroll down, go to the bottom, trying to see if there's something that resonates with them. So it's so important that once, as you start building your cold email script, you think of how you can actually get the prospect to read the email. And in the next lesson, we're going to talk about how you can, you know, craft the subject and the body in a way that they would actually love to read that email. But it's important to notice that that's one of the main challenges that you're going to face in your cold email. And the second challenge you're going to face is, even when they read the cold email, they're not going to believe anything at first. And that's totally okay. It has nothing to do with you. The human mind has evolved over the past couple of years, over the past 20,000 years, to resist change and stay in the zone that we sort of know, the people that we know, connect with, our tribe, and so on. So when you send, you know, someone a cold email, a stranger connects with them, the knee-jerk reaction is, you know, to be sort of afraid, and they're not going to trust you. And that's totally fine. So our goal in crafting a cold email that adds a ton of value, and you've heard me probably say this very often in this course, is to build trust. It's to build trust, and the way we do that is by leading with credibility. And this is a really key foundation to write in an email, a cold email copy that actually converts. And we're going to talk about the details in the next couple of lessons. So the third challenge is, let's say the prospects reach your email, they believe you. Even when they believe what you say, they're not going to buy anything from you at first. And that is a good thing for us. I have rehashed very often throughout this course that the goal of your cold email is not to sell anything. So it's not to sell a product, it's not to convince a prospect to buy from you right now. That's not what we do when we send cold emails. Unless you're selling a widget that, you know, is like $100 or $50, then your proposition is very different, but that's not what this course is for. So if you're selling high value B2B offering, or your product, high value product, your goal is to exchange value for the meeting. When we ask the prospect, when we send a cold email, we're asking the prospect for a meeting. We're not asking them to change the way they think about their product, or to buy right now, or to make a decision right now. So I think that this challenge that, you know, a traditional copywriter faces, at least for us from a cold email point of view, is an advantage. And you need to think about this when you start crafting your cold email, because then your call to action, the request that you're going to make in your cold emails, will be absolutely very different. All right, so in the next lesson, we're going to talk about how you can craft your subject line. Let's do this. Hey everyone, it's Questy again. And if you enjoy this free lesson from my new video course, Lead Generation Masterclass, I would encourage you to go to courses.catalyze.io, or click on the link in the show notes to accept your special invitation to enroll in the course. And I hope to see you in the class soon.
Thank you for listening to the Art of Appointment Setting podcast with Kwesi Sachi-Jinai. Find out more about how to get high-value appointments at catalyze.io. And while you're there, check out the free resources for appointment setting. And be listening for the next episode of the Art of Appointment Setting podcast.